If you missed it this week, here's the best bit from Bryce and Trace.
I came across a wedding story, Trace. Now, you're really the expert on this because you've had six weddings.
I've had one, but we'll go with six just to keep you entertained.
Let's not break show policy here,
okay,
Trace.
Okay, sorry.
An NFL player in the US has had to change his whole plans for his wedding day, right? He had it booked at the local city hall.
Yeah.
But his best bud, his dog, wasn't allowed to attend the wedding.
Oh, and we all know how stressful it is, my six weddings, the day, the build-up. And on the day, you don't want to cancel your... What are you going
to
do?
Well, it's the thing. You had to make a rush change of plans hours out from the wedding, and him and his fiance ended up getting it sorted out. So got away with it all good in the end, which is good. But surely you've had a horror wedding story in your six.
Oh, well, surely. One of them, Bryce, actually. I woke up that morning, good night's sleep, woke up and thought, oh, I'm getting married today. Looked in the mirror, I was covered in this big red, horrible, yucky rash. No word of a lie. I think it was a sign not to get married. I should have listened.
Ash, what was your horror wedding story?
Oh, well, like literally 2 hours before my wedding, before I was about to walk down the aisle, I bent over in my beautiful wedding dress after the bridesmaids had taken so long to do it because I had like a really nice lace sort of down the back.
Yeah.
And the seam split.
Now, I'm presuming right from a guy's point of view, that is an absolute nightmare of a situation, Ash.
Oh, like I had just tears rolling down my face and the makeup guys had to redo my makeup.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was 40 minutes late down the aisle. And
the hubby didn't panic because you were so late?
No, I actually texted him.
Oh.
Are you guys still together? Because that could have been a bad omen for a bad relationship.
Oh, we're more in love than ever. So,
Ash, stop
good
it.
Times. Kim, what was your horror wedding story?
Well, I haven't had one yet, guys, but getting married in itself would be a horror story for me because getting on a white dress, walking down the bloody aisle with all those people gawking at me and, you know, staring intensely into my partner's eyes, nah, it's not really for me.
Oh, you're not the romantic type, honey.
No, I'm romantic. I just don't think the wedding thing is romantic.
So if you had to do it, would you just go to, you know, a pub somewhere?
I'd go to a beach, you know. I'd probably just, like, put on really nice casual clothes, go down to the beach, have a few friends, have a bit of a party and say to my partner, you know, I really love you, so, yeah, let's just stay together. And
you sound like a keeper, Kim.
I know. I sound fantastic, don't I? Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.